This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Two suicide bombers and gunmen attacked crowds of Afghans flocking to Kabul's airport Thursday, killing scores of Afghan civilians and at least 13 U.S. troops. At least 15 Americans and scores of Afghans were wounded in the attacks, which took place at the Abbey Gate of the airport and a nearby hotel. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden praised the troops who died and said the United States would not be deterred from its mission by terrorists.
We will not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation. I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the killings on its Amaq News channel. Biden promised the United States would retaliate.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
The administration has been widely blamed for a chaotic and deadly evacuation that began in earnest only after the collapse of the U.S.-based Afghan government and the Taliban's takeover of the country. More than 100,000 people have been evacuated so far. An offshoot of the Islamic State group was behind the deadly suicide attacks in Kabul. But who exactly is ISIS-K? AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The group is known as Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. It formed along Afghanistan's mountain border with Pakistan about 6 years ago, with several hundred disaffected Taliban fighters who regarded the Taliban leadership as too moderate. They now consider each other enemies. ISIS-K has carried out a wave of attacks targeting civilians.